Good morning, everyone. You're listening to the World Teacher Program for Share International New Zealand on Planet FM 104.6. Each Friday morning, we bring you information from the teachers of the Ageless Wisdom. The purpose of our program is to introduce Maitreya, the world teacher for the Age of Aquarius. Maitreya does not come alone. He brings with him the Masters of Wisdom, a group of highly evolved teachers. They work in many fields and can teach us the art of living, how to live in right relationship with each other. With their inspiration, we can transform our civilization, creating justice and peace for us all.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Maitreya Show this morning. Well, I hope you're as well as you can possibly be. Today's show is an essay by Felicity Elliott, who is the editor of Share magazine. She works out of the Netherlands, Amsterdam. Her essay is called "Why Going Back to Normal is the Worst Thing We Could Do." Writing in 1942, the master Dwal Kool, who worked through his amanuensis Alice A. Bailey for 30 odd years or more, warned of certain dangers people needed to be alert to in the aftermath of the two world wars as the countries began the task of reconstruction. The danger of a return to so-called normality, he said, the outstanding disaster which faces humanity at this time is a return to the state of affairs prior to the outbreak of war and the rehabilitation of the old familiar world with its imperialism, whether of empire or finance, its nationalisms and its distressed exploited minorities, its vile distinctions and separative barriers between rich and poor, between the Oriental and the Occidental, and between the castes and classes which are found in every land without exception. And that's from the externalization of the hierarchy. In her essay, she draws a comparison between the causes and effects or circumstances of what we appear to have failed to learn, and that is the fact of the essential oneness of humanity and the fact of our social interdependence. Our media daily confirms our ignorance of or our failure to embrace a simple fact that what can touch one can touch all. And since oneness is our basic reality, anything that works against that must have its unavoidable negative consequences. This raises the question of what makes the current situation so pivotal and gives us such an extraordinary opportunity for radical global change. Without doubt, the complexity of the present situation worldwide is extraordinary. We are faced with not just one disaster, COVID, but several, all requiring urgent, simultaneous attention. COVID, to be sure, has shown up the cracks, and it is clear that the world's major systems are collapsing. Healthcare, economic, environmental, political, and social. This is an almost unique time, except for similar circumstances just over 100 years ago. In 1918, a post-war world was exhausted and pathologically shocked, but suddenly found itself battling an even deadlier foe, the Spanish flu, a pandemic, a respiratory disease caused by the flu virus for which there was no vaccine. It is estimated that about 500 million people, or one-third of the world's population, became infected with this virus, and the number of deaths was estimated to be somewhere in the region of 50 million worldwide. She says, "I am not pointing to the end of our civilization, but rather to the best opportunity ever for a radical rethink and transformation of the outer trappings of what we know and think of as normal. Given what we know of the past, surely the convergence of our current crises must persuade us to learn from our mistakes, to abandon normal. Have people who want a quick return to normal actually looked at what normal is? It means allowing social injustice, hunger, poverty, war, corruption, heartlessness, and an ecological destruction on a vast scale to continue. Is that really what we want? Repeatedly throughout history, we have gone too far, despite warnings given by the masters of the time. The ancient myths, legends, and scriptures are full of references to events so far back in time that they are dismissed as fairy tales. But in fact, they describe historical events. These world cataclysmic events, which were the karmic consequence of greed and unwillingness or inability to heed the guidance of the masters. Various sources, for instance, the Master Dwal Kul through Alice Bailey, Helena Petrovna Blavatsky and Benjamin Krem, both of whom worked with the Masters, have written about how during the Atlantean civilization, the natural and simple instinctual response to physical need became distorted and exaggerated into desire for objects, possessions and material satisfaction. The Master Dwal Kul goes on to describe the prevailing state as there was only rampant, ruthless, insatiable desire. Consequently, the masters of the time formulated a new law. He who lives only for material goods, who sacrifices all virtue in order to gain that which does not last, will die in life, will find breath failing him, and yet will refuse to think of death until the summons comes. We are haunted now as we were in the days of Atlantis and the immediate aftermath of World War I by the lack of breath itself, the basis of all life, and the desperate struggle to breathe. The conclusion to be drawn then and now was that psychological states produce physical effects, positive and negative. Another realization for people then and now was that there is a clear and traceable connection between one's thoughts, emotions, actions, health, and death. For the purposes of this article, I am making a distinction between the inner spiritual esoteric and psychological causes and what mainstream medical science would see as the verifiable outer and more obvious factors. History has offered its lessons to us repeatedly. There are traceable patterns which must mean something. Benjamin Krem and the other disciples and the masters have provided plenty of information about the effects of periods of great tension. Disequilibrium creating dis-ease. The key cause is our lack of self-knowledge and inability to experience ourselves as part of the one whole. Yet, not knowing our true nature as one of shared divinity leaves us alienated, empty, separated, and therefore always unsatisfied. And that restless emptiness makes the search for easy satisfaction. It makes us easy prey to that nefarious energy which expresses itself through commercialization. The same energy of involution or materiality which infected Atlanteans was defeated, only just, by the forces of light, but it was not banished. Despite the destruction of Atlantis, the same tendency towards selfishness and a disproportionate emphasis on materialism lived on. It surfaced towards the end of another era, the Roman Empire. The Master Dwal Kul writes that the decadence which marked the reign of Emperor Nero was a return to Atlantean wickedness and opened the door to the same destructive energy. The ageless wisdom teachings view World War I and II as one war fought out by the forces of light on the one hand, and on the other, the forces of chaos or materiality, whose aim it was and still is to hold back progress, to keep humanity caught up in materiality, in effect imprisoned by habits of competition, greed, conflict and consumerization. Commercialization, beg your pardon. The energy of materiality appeared to have been defeated by the Allied forces after the war with the help of the masters, but it was not quite. A historical reoccurrence that once again the forces of light prevailed, but not fully. The war ended in the defeat, but not the destruction of the forces of materiality. It should be noted that the tendency towards materiality and greed stemming from separativeness is not confined to a single country or group of nations, but it exists and is expressed in every country on the globe. In a nutshell, we've had countless wars and periods of crises, followed by the rapid spread of highly contagious diseases. In just the last 20 to 30 years alone, we have had the SARS, the MERS, the HIV, AIDS, the NIV or Nipah, and the Ebola viruses. And still, many governments and their populations insist that normal is the way forward, when it is clearly the way back to further chaos and deeper enthrallment to materiality. The bizarre times we live in. This or similar frequently heard phrases were used to describe 2020. But still, in 2021, it is a refrain and part of daily chit-chat. We say this as if the circumstances of our times have nothing whatsoever to do with us, as if we and our predicament are totally unconnected. But who else makes our circumstances? What is generally unknown is the crucial fact that there is a blueprint for our planet and all life on it. This statement assumes and indicates that somehow our planet is a conscious being and that some consciousness is in charge and aware. In the natural world, this means an evolution of form, but for humanity, evolution of consciousness is the goal, whether we know it or not. Maitreya and the Masters are the custodians of that plan, and they are dedicated to expanding consciousness in all life forms, and in the case of humanity, stimulating our awareness of reality or the nature of the divine being of which we are an integral part. Perhaps now, as we begin to realize our part in the current crises, it might be wise to begin to try to find ways of aligning our individual and communal wills with as much of that divine blueprint as we are capable of discerning, or that the masters may be trying to show us. In 1989, Maitreya warned that, although no large global conflicts were taking place, the energy which drives soldiers into battle and fills the air with warplanes has been switched off. But the energy cannot just disappear. It has to go somewhere. And this energy has been roaming the world, and suddenly it has found a new womb, commercialization, which has been created by market forces. The new creed of the superpowers has become the economy, which is the soul of commercialization. And this represents a new threat to the world, one that could compromise human life. The quality of commercialization is greed, and it affects all nations. This negative energy which recoiled from the battlefield is a force without eyes or mind and creates a very hostile world. But although politicians believe that commercialization is the future of the human race, they cannot control this energy. And that's from Benjamin Krem's book, Maitreya's Teachings, The Laws of Life. In the book Problems of Humanity by the Master DK, written between 1944 and 1946, He said, "Our present civilization will go down in history as grossly materialistic. The materialism which has grown since the war years is far more widespread and involves many more of the world's people than at other times in history. Our standard of living is far too high from the standpoint of possessions and far too low from the angle of spiritual values. Humanity has a habit of selfishness and an inherent love of material possessions. This has produced our modern civilization, and for this reason, it is being changed." That's from 1944-1946. "The causes are basically wrong relationships within ourselves, which have their effects outwardly in the physical world, and in this instance, specifically with regard to our attitude to the natural world. We project our inner state into the environment. The causes are the effects of our wrong thinking and priorities. For example, economic greed allows us to believe in endless growth at the expense of everything that sustains life. Our financial dogma encourages us to put our faith in short-term solutions at the expense of our lives and that of the future of humanity and of the planet. There is almost nothing that we have left pristine. Meanwhile, virologists have for years predicted pandemics and urged governments to prepare. How could we have not known a pandemic was due? Climate scientists, activists, and schoolchildren have demanded policy change and action to cut carbon emissions. Indigenous people, rural communities, and forest dwellers have protested and often lost their lives trying to protect their lands. It goes on and on. We have pushed the natural world to extinction, exposing ourselves to zoonotic diseases. These have a spillover, turning what in wild animals are harmless into potentially lethal viruses in the human being. We have failed to pass the moral tests of an appropriate response to the challenges to humanity of hunger, homelessness, refugees which are rejected and abused, environmental destruction, and now a pandemic, which makes it abundantly clear our interdependence and need for new ways of being and new norms. The situation is so dire, we must seize the opportunity to change or face more disaster. And because the story of greed is not the only one, humanity is, in its best moments, superb, loving, altruistic, full of goodwill, able to work and sacrifice itself for others and for higher values. And people are ready for change, longing for a socially just world, which is one of the reasons why the forces of light, embodied and represented by the masters of wisdom led by Maitreya, are now back in the modern world, waiting for us to create the right conditions which would make their full emergence into a global society possible." Well, that is the conclusion of the heavily edited for radio article by Felicity Elliott. You can read the entire article in the July-August edition of Share magazine. So we'll leave it there. Go well. Look after each other and look after yourself. Till next time.